At midnight on Christmas Eve, we always thought the animals bowed down and talked. I always tried to get my mom to take me down to the barn to see what would happen. But I never got to go for some reason. Might still be true. Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable crude, and the humble beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown, I carried his mother uphill and down. I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, shaggy and brown. I said the cow, white and red. I gave him my manger for a bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I said the cow, white and red. I said the sheep with the curly horn. I gave him my wool on Christmas morn. I gave him my wool to keep him warm. I said the sheep with the curly horn. I said the dove on the rafters high. I cooed him to sleep that he might not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my maid and I. I said the dove on the rafters high. Thus every beast by some good spell that Christmas morning had to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel. The gift he gave Emmanuel. When Joseph was a young man was he. He courted Virgin Mary in the land of Galilee. When Mary and Joseph were walking one time, they came on an orchard where cherries to behold. Then Mary said to Joseph, so meek and so mild, come gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger. In anger flew he, let the father of that baby gather cherries for thee. Then the cherry tree bowed down, bowed low upon the ground, and Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, drinked him body Michikimbo. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride, sword and pistol by his side, drinked him body Michikimbo. Kimbo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, come rattle trap, flammy doodle, yaller bug, drink him body, Mitchie Kimbo. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door, drink him body, Mitchie Kimbo. He rode up to Miss Mousie's door, he gave a knock and then a loud roar, drink him body, Mitchie Kimbo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rice, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Slammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. He took Miss Mousie on his knee, said Miss Mousie, marry me, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rice, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Slammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. As for that, I cannot say, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. As for that, I cannot say, for Uncle Rat has gone away, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Uncle Rat came home next day, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Uncle Rat came home next day, said, who's been here since I've been away, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. The prettiest young man you ever did see, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. The prettiest young man you ever did see, he said, Miss Mousie, marry me, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. The way the rat, he cussed that frog, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. The way the rat, he cussed that frog, had to grease his lips with lard, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. The way the frog, he cussed that rat, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. The way the frog, he cussed that rat, he had to grease his lips with fat, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. Combo, Kimbo, Harrow, Jer, Rach, Kimbo, Rattle, Trap, Flammy, Doodle, Yallerbug, Rinktum, Bottom, Itchy, Combo. This song is called The Orphan Girl. No home, no home, cried the orphan girl at the door of the princely hall, while she painfully stood on the marble steps and leaned on the polished wall. Her head was bare and her clothes were torn as she tried to cover her feet with her tattered garments covered with snow, yes, covered with snow and sleet. My father, alas, I never knew, as tears dimmed her eyes so bright. My mother sleeps in a new-made grave, 'tis an orphan that begs tonight. The night was dark and the snow fell fast as the rich man shut the door, and his proud lips curled in scorn as he said, no home nor no bread for the poor. The rich man sleeps on his velvet couch and dreams of his silver and gold, while the orphan sleeps on her bed of snow and murmurs, so cold, so cold. The morning dawned and the orphan girl still lay at the rich man's door, but her soul had flown to that home above where there's room and there's bread for the poor. 3 years went by and the rich man died. He descended to fiery hell. The orphan sleeps in the angel's arms and murmurs, all is well, all's well. This song I learned from my father-in-law, Leif Marx. His name was spelled Lafayette, but they called him Lafayette. Oh, King Cole, call for his bowl, call for his fiddlers three, but none of his fiddlers can fiddle a bit, but a mighty good fiddle had he. T.I. Addle said, the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, call for his bowl, call for his fifers three, but none of his fifers couldn't fife a bit, but a mighty good fife had he. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I. Addle said, the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, call for his bowl, call for his drummers three, but none of his drummers couldn't drum a bit, but a mighty good drum had he. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, call for his bowl, call for his weavers three, but none of his weavers couldn't weave a bit, but a mighty good loom had he. Run it in and out, said the weavers. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his preachers three, but none of his preachers couldn't preach a bit, but a mighty good text had he. Good gosh almighty, said the preachers, running in and out, said the weavers. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his farmers three, but none of his farmers couldn't farm a bit, but a mighty good farm had he. Gee, woe, haw, said the farmers. Good gosh almighty, said the preachers. Running in and out, said the weavers. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, he called for his harpoons three, but none of his harpoons couldn't harp a bit, but a mighty good harpoon had he. Ring, dang, diddle, said the harpoons. Gee, woe, haw, said the farmers. Good gosh almighty, said the preachers. Running in and out, said the weavers. Drumma, 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 said the drummers. Doodle, 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 said the fifers. T.I. Addle said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. This is called St. Peter at the Gate. I don't know for sure if I learned this from Mom or not, but she was always saying little things. St. Peter stood guard at the Golden Gate with a solemn mien and an air sedate. When up to the top of the golden stairs, a man and a woman ascended there. Applied for admission, they came and stood before St. Peter, so great and good, in hopes the city of peace to win, and asked St. Peter to let them in. The woman was tall and lank and thin, with a straggly beardlet upon her chin, and the man was short and thick and stout, and his stomach was built so it rounded out. The choirs in the distance, the echoes woke, and the man stood still while the woman spoke. "O thou who guardest the gate," said she, "we too come hither beseeching thee, that we may enter that heavenly land and play our harps with the angel band. Of me, St. Peter, there is no doubt. There's nothing in heaven to bar me out. I've been to meeting three times a week, and almost always I'd rise and speak. I'd tell the neighbors about the day that they would repent of their evil way. I'd tell the neighbors, I'd tell them all about Adam and Eve and the primeval fall. I talked and I talked to them loud and long, for my lungs was good and my voice was strong. And so, St. Peter, you can plainly see that the gates of heaven are open to me. But my old man, I'm sorry to say, he hasn't lived exactly in the narrow way. He smokes and he swears, and grave faults he's got, and I don't know whether he'll pass or not. Why, he never would pray with an earnest vim, or go to revivals or join in the hymn. And I had to leave him in sorrow there, while I, with the chosen, united in prayer. He ate what the pantry chanced to afford, while I, in my purity, sang to the Lord. And if cucumbers was all that he got, it's a chance whether he even merited them or not. But, St. Peter, I love him so. To the pleasures of heaven, won't you please let him go? I've done enough. A saint I've been. Won't that atone? Won't you let him in? But, St. Peter, it seems to me that this gate isn't kept as it ought to be. You should stand by that opening there, not sit down in that easy chair. And, St. Peter, my sight is dimmed, but I don't like the way that your whiskers are trimmed. They're cut too wide and outward tossed. They'd look much better narrow, cut straight across. Well, we must be going. Our crown's to win, so open, St. Peter, and we'll pass in. St. Peter sat silent and stroked his staff, but in spite of his stature, he had to laugh. And then he said with a fiery gleam in his eye, "Who's tending this gateway, you or I?" And then he arose, in stature tall, and pressed the button beside the wall, and said to the imp who answered the bell, "Escort this woman around the hell." The man stood still as a piece of stone, sadly, gloomily, there alone. For a lifelong settled idea he had, that his wife was good, and he was bad, and if she went to the regions dim, then there wasn't a ghost of a show for him. And so he turned by habit bent to follow wherever the woman went. St. Peter, standing on duty there, observed that the top of his head was bare, and he called the gentleman to him and said, "Sir, how long have you been wed?" 30 years, with a weary sigh. Then he thoughtfully added, "Why?" 30 years with that woman there? No wonder the top of his head is bare. Swearing is wicked, and smoking's not good. He swore, and he smoked. I should think that he would. 30 years with that tongue so sharp. Ho, Angel Gabriel, give him a harp. Give him a harp with golden strings, and a glittering robe and a pair of wings. And see that on the finest ambrosia he feeds, for he's had about all the hell that he needs. It isn't just hardly the thing to do, to roast him on earth and in the future, too. And so they gave him a seat alone, one with a cushion, up near the throne. And he said as he entered the realms of day, "Well, this beats cucumbers anyway." And so the scriptures have come to pass, that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Belle was a hired girl's name. The fire she tried to light, she threw in a can of coal oil and a handful of dynamite. There was a loud explosion. Oh, it was sad to tell. It blew the stove through the ceiling, and it also blew Belle. Oh, where it blew Belle, far, far away. The house went up in the morning and came down next day. Wherever it blew Belle, we never learned. I guess she went to heaven, she is too green to burn. Oh, the wind blew high, the wind blew low, it blew all over the floor. When John Jones said to Jane, his wife, "Get up and bar the door." "Oh, I have worked so hard," said she, "I've washed and scrubbed the floor. Get up, you lazy man, get up and bar the door." "Oh, I have worked so hard," said he, "I'm sure I can't do more. Get up, my darling wife, get up and bar the door." And so between the two they made a pact, a solemn vow they swore, that the very first one to say a word would have to bar the door. So the wind blew high, the wind blew low, it blew all over the floor, but still no one would say a word for barring of the door. Three robbers came along that way, they came across the moor. They saw a light and walked right in, right through the open door. Oh, who's the good man of this house? Is he rich or is he poor? But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. So they ate their bread, they drank their ale, they said, come give us more. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. I'll pull the old man's beard, said one, I'll beat him till he's sore. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. I'll kiss his pretty wife, said one, of her I would adore. And then the old man shook his fist and gave a mighty roar. Oh, you'll not kiss my wife, said he, I'll throw you on the floor. Said Jane, now John, you spoke a word, get up and bar the door. Said Jane, now John, you spoke a word, get up and bar the door. Oh, where have you been, oh, Willie, my son? Oh, where have you been, my dear and pretty one? I've been to see my sweetheart, mother, make my bed soon. For I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. What do you want for your supper, oh, Willie, my son? What do you want for your supper, my dear and pretty one? Fresh fish fried in butter, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. I fear you are poisoned, oh, Willie, my son. I fear you are poisoned, my dear and pretty one. Oh, yes, I am poisoned, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. What he will to your brother, oh, Willie, my son, what he will to your brother, my dear and pretty one? My horse and my saddle, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. What he will to your father, oh, Willie, my son, what he will to your father, my dear and pretty one? My watch and my chain, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. What he will to your sister, oh, Willie, my son, what he will to your sister, my dear and pretty one? My house and my land, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. What he will to your mother, oh, Willie, my son, what he will to your mother, my dear and pretty one? My gold and my silver, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart, and I want to lie down. What he will to your sweetheart, oh, Willie, my son, what he will to your sweetheart, my dear and pretty one? A blazing hot fire to dry her bones by, for I'm sick at my heart, and I know I must die. Well, my mother made a lot of little poems that I wish I could find, but one little line that she wrote was at the end of her poems, and it was true. She didn't live in vain, but this is what she said. If I make folks smile for a little while on this sin-cursed earth where there's little mirth, I will not have lived in vain. And she didn't live in vain. Well, this one's one that my children all likes, and most people, but years ago when there wasn't anything to do for depression, sometimes people just laid in the bed and didn't have the will to live. But Mom was out by the side of her house washing on the wash tub singing this song, and a mule answered her on the hill over on the other side, and the woman that was sick laughed, and she got better. Old Thompson owned an old gray mule, and he rode him around in a cart. He loved that mule, and the mule loved him with all his mulish heart. When the rooster crowed, old Thompson knowed the day was gwine to break, and he'd comb that mule with the leg of a stool and rub him down with a rake. And that mule would go, hee-aw, 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 and rub him down with a rake. He fed that mule on old bootlegs and chunks of yellow clay, some shavings and some wooden pegs, that was his oats and hay. That mule would chaw with his iron jaw and a pair of rusty socks, and he'd wink his eye if he got some pie and a mouth chock full of rocks. And that mule would go, ee-aw, 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 and a mouth chock full of rocks. One day while roaming around the street, he found an old hip skirt. He began at once to make a meal of old wire rust and dirt. That night he took an awful cramp that settled in his feet. And before the morn that mule had gone to walk on the golden street. And that mule would go, ee-aw, 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 and walk on the golden street. Come all ye young heroes who handles a gun, beware of your shooting at the downset of the sun. Molly Bender went out walking when a shower came on. She went under a beech tree the shower to shun. Young Jimmy went out hunting, it was late after dark. He shot at Molly Bender, and he missed not his mark. He ran up to her, and he saw she was dead, and a shower of tears in her bosom he shed. He ran to his uncle with his gun in his hand, saying, Uncle, dear uncle, Molly Bender I've slain. 'Twas not my intention fur to take her sweet life. I intended fur to marry and to make her my wife. His uncle stood at the window with his hair turning gray, saying, Jimmy, oh, don't run away. Your uncle has money, his bond he will pay, and the laws of this land will let you go free. On the day of Jimmy's trial, Molly's ghost did appear, saying, Jimmy, dear Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, go clear. It was not your intention for to take my sweet life. You intended for to marry and to make me your wife. Molly Bender was a lady, now dead and gone. With her apron pinned around her, she was shot for a swan.